Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Let's get Michael in Delaware in here. Michael, you're on 94 WIP.
Hey, so I'm first going to give you the disclaimer. I am a Vikings fan.
Okay.
Second, I keep hearing all these names like mentioned of who everybody's like, oh, we should watch out for, watch out. The one person that I think that you guys might want to like think about a little bit more is, do you like the Pro Football Focus numbers?
No, I think Pro Football Focus is garbage.
Well, I think it's great, and I think there's a reason that it's put on. Would you agree that Aaron Donald was probably the best defensive player in the league?
Certainly he's one of the best. Yeah.
Okay, so
I don't need analytics numbers to tell me that though. I mean, just watch him play.
Okay, but yeah. So, but would it surprise you that there's a Vikings player that you have not named that was higher than him and actually was rated the best NFL player this year?
Who was that? Was it Trey Waynes? I thought I saw.
No, that would be Harrison Smith.
Okay.
Everybody keeps leaving him out when he plays like a Polamalu. He's all over the place. He can come up and take care of the run. He's Zimmer's utility tool. He's all over the place. He'll pick you, he'll hit you, and he'll stop the run. That is probably the biggest problem that no one's talking about for the Eagles.
Yeah, he's a really good safety. But, Michael, on the other side, a guy that doesn't get enough credit around the league that we watch every week and we know is a good player is Malcolm Jenkins. Does all the same things Harrison Smith does.
I don't think they're...
Maybe he's not quite as good, but Malcolm Jenkins does everything as well. He stops the run, he covers, he does a lot of good things too.
But like you said, not as good. There's two echelons that I believe are there.
Maybe, we'll see.
But my thing is, what you said, and I have listened to you, so I'm going to use your words, and you said that last week was Foles' best game with this offense.
Since the Giants game, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have 15 points against the ninth-ranked defense. Now you're expecting him to go into a game against, actually, and you didn't know, they are the first-ranked defense. Yards and in points. So that is one. Not only that, they also have a number that is the third down conversions for the defense. They're first in that too, with a number that's 50 years long, and that is 25%.
So, Michael, you know, you got all the numbers here. Why are we even going to play this game? You know, you're right.
Well,
all the numbers point to the Vikings. You know, why are we even playing the game on the field? Let the numbers just tell the story. Let's do it that way. Good
the
idea.
Numbers are, you guys, the reason I'm bringing up the numbers is because I keep hearing the numbers, like the guy that was just on the phone.
How about the fact that every time a team has won on the last play of a playoff game, they've gone on to get smoked the next week? How about that number?
Our last walk-off was Brett Favre to Greg Lewis, and we destroyed Green Bay the next week. So numbers always don't show it because the last walk-off we had was that.
But your
one.
Whole argument has been made on numbers.
That's what. But what I'm saying is, if you go
so your numbers are valid, but my numbers aren't, is what you're saying.
No, I'm listening to your numbers. I just gave you a number to counter yours.
Right.
The counter, you said all these other teams that had a walk-off. The last walk-off we had, I gave to you, and we won the next week.
Michael, you strike me as a guy who you probably are. You're huge in the Pro Football Focus, don't you? You analyze their numbers every week, don't you? Don't you?
I have a V tattooed on my bicep. I'm big into Vikings. And looking at in their numbers, all into my team's numbers, there's not an Eagles wide receiver on the top 25 in yards this year. There's two Vikings. Like, it doesn't make sense. Foles does not move. Everson Griffin can feast And where is he going to throw it to? A shutdown corner? Like, it doesn't, what I don't understand is.
Do you know the Eagles have one of the best tight ends in the league? They have one of the best tight ends in the league in Zach Ertz.
And we have one of the best linebacking duos in the league.
Yeah, good for
you.
You
know that is true, too.
What about the Eagles? Hang on one sec. And, Mike, you know what, Michael? We got to move on. I got to hit a break here. But I'm so sick of this crap. All week long, we hear about the Vikings defense, and I'll tell you what, and I hope the Eagles have been, and you know they've been hearing this all week. You know that defense has been playing this up all week. All week, I've been hearing how good the Vikings damn defense is. You know what? The Eagles defense is pretty damn good too. And all week long, I guarantee you, they have been playing that up in those defensive meetings all week. You can throw out all the Pro Football Focus numbers you want. I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care how great Harrison Smith's metrics have been all year long. Because you look at this Eagles defense, you watch the way they play, you watch the way they play at the link, they are every bit as good. They are every bit as good. This team gets the job done every week. And oh, I'm so sick of hearing about this Viking defense. We'll see who the better defense is later today. Because I'm confident it's going to be the Eagles. They are every bit as good as the Viking defense. Nobody gives them their due. Just like all year long, nobody gives this team their due. And people laugh at Doug Peterson sometimes when he says, nobody respects us. Nobody gives us our credit. He's right. Nobody gives them credit. Still, nobody believes in them. You hear a Viking fan right there. The way he talks about, like, this Eagles defense isn't good. They're a top five defense, too. I know the Vikings have a good defense. The Eagles defense is every bit as good as that defense. I'm tired of hearing how good they are without giving the respect to the Eagles. I'm tired of it. We'll see who's better later today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.